And of course, we'll be following events in Egypt as they happen here on Press TV. Moving on, British Prime Minister David Cameron urges military chiefs to draw up plans for air and naval support for Syrian insurgents. Meanwhile, the head of Britain's armed forces has reportedly held secret talks with military officials from the US, France, Turkey and the UAE over the issue. Britain's military chiefs say they'll follow such plans only if the US will do so. Meanwhile, there are reports that the US administration has decided to launch a secret operation to send heavy weapons to foreign-backed militants fighting for a regime change in Syria. Mr. Zayd Al-Issa is a Middle East expert with me now live from London. Thank you very much, Mr. Issa, for being with us. What do you think are the plans for Syria right now? Do you think that the United States will actually give the green light, as Britain suggests there, for this military intervention directly to take place?
I think it's still at early stages. I don't think they are will intervene themselves. They are still banking and actually giving emphatic support and also clear backing for the insurgents on the ground. They do believe that they can actually carry out and do their jobs themselves, particularly with the funding, with the arming, and also with the salaries being paid to the some of the terrorist groups like Al-Nusra by Qatar and by Saudi Arabia, which are openly and publicly arming and financing those groups, although they are fully aware that they are part and parcel of Al-Qaeda. And this has been exposed even by the American press, like the New York Times, saying that the Al-Qaeda have basically have been dramatically strengthened by the direct and open financing and also arming carried out mainly by Saudi Arabia and Qatar. So I do believe that they think that the insurgents and particularly those groups are capable of taking on the regime, although they haven't achieved any major victories and they haven't been able to carry out or take the fight to Damascus, and they have been beaten several times when they have tried to actually make a headway in actually carrying out the fight to Damascus.
Mr. Zayd Al-Issa, Middle East expert with us there live from London. Thank you very much.